Well, let's turn now to education. Today in Boston, 13,000 students are holding their collective breath to see if they get picked in the annual charter school lottery. Only 2,000 students will be selected for seats, leaving 11,000 of them and their families searching for other options. And it's that kind of huge and growing demand for charter schools that has advocates urging state lawmakers to lift the statewide cap on charter schools in Massachusetts. Lawmakers heard testimony on a bill that would do just that, and WBUR's Asma Khalid was on Beacon Hill today. She's in the studio now. Welcome.
Hey, Magna.
So this is a long-running, long-standing issue in the state of Massachusetts. What did we hear today in the testimony on Beacon Hill from those in favor and opposed to lifting the cap on charter schools?
Well, Magna, I should clarify one thing. Today wasn't actually a hearing. It was actually a rally that was put forth by advocates of charter schools, advocates who want to raise the cap on charter schools. And the reason they're doing this is because they say that next week, March 19th, is really the deadline they have in order for this bill to get out of the Joint Committee on Education and actually get to the floor and get up to the governor's desk on time. And so it was a very political move. This comes, as you mentioned, on the day of the charter school lottery. And one of the voices that we heard from was the CEO, the president of the Boston Foundation. And the Boston Foundation has been a strong advocate of charter schools over the years. Let's take a listen to what Paul Grogan had to say.
How can we possibly justify putting arbitrary limits on educational strategies that are working so well? Why put a cap on success?
Asma, so in a minute I want to talk to you about the pushback that folks like Paul Grogan and advocates have gotten. But we've mentioned twice now that today was the lottery day. And I mean, it does signify this increasing demand for charter schools across the state. Did you talk to anyone about, you know, that side of things?
Yeah, I mean, there were some parents there who, one parent in particular spoke, who actually tried the lottery system. It did not work for her son, and her son is attending Boston Public Schools right now. And there was also someone on hand from the executive director of the Boston Collegiate Charter School. Her name is Shanna Varin, and she spoke to the degree to which, you know, she has that demand and she's feeling it at her own school.
So we had about 900 applications from families across Boston, all 13 neighborhoods, and we only have vacancies in the fifth grade, which is our entering class. We have to account first for siblings, and once we do that, we only have 50 seats that will be offered to families. There will be a lot of disappointed families.
So 50 seats out of some 900, at least for that one particular district.
Exactly.
Now, Asma, here's what it comes down to. There's huge demand because a lot of families aren't thrilled with the public schools in their neighborhoods that their kids might be able to go to instead. I mean, what has made charter schools, especially in, say, underperforming districts, such an appealing alternative option?
Well, they perform well. I mean, it's hard to argue with the results. Even those who oppose raising the cap on charter schools, being primarily the unions, we'll say academically, yes, they're doing well. The discrepancy is that the unions feel that, the charter schools are sort of, they're discriminating in their application process and that they're not taking as many of those high-need, special-need students that are English language learners. And I did speak with an opponent, the head of the Boston Teachers Union, Richard Stutman, earlier today, and he voiced some of those concerns.
Charter schools do a reasonably decent job. However, they practice discrimination in their enrollment procedures and their practices. And because of that, they operate as quasi-private schools, not as public schools, not totally.
So as you heard Richard say, he really takes issue with the idea even that charter schools are public schools. And I asked him, you know, does he oppose raising the cap? And he said, no, in theory, I don't. But until they start operating as full public schools, yes, he says, I oppose raising that cap or lifting that cap.
Okay, interesting. Now, on the other hand, charter schools have been getting a lot of support, not just in state, but from, say, example, all the way to the Obama administration. I understand that the Secretary of Education was in Boston today at a charter school.
Exactly. I was there just not even an hour ago. Arnie Duncan was at the Match Charter Public High School, which is actually just across the street from our offices, and he was praising the work that they've done. They have a system where they have tutors in-house that live in the school campus, and they've had extraordinary results. So yes, he is praising that. And what's interesting is I think that advocates of charter schools really want there to be no cap at all. I spoke with the chairwoman of the Joint Committee on Education today, and she says that's not realistic. That's not going to happen. What's realistic, possibly, is that maybe they'll lift the cap on the low-performing districts like Boston or some of the gateway communities. She says she's hopeful that that would happen.
Interesting. Well, WBR's Asma Khalid talking to us about potential moves forward in CAPS and charter schools in Massachusetts. Thanks so much, Asma.
Thank you.
And stay with us. Coming up, The Letters of Robert Frost. A new anthology reveals a personal side of the great American poet. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.